albums charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20, about to count down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com. Ran a little short on time in that last hour, but such great music. Some long songs in there, but good stuff overall.
And more to come.
I would say I would give it an 8.5 out of 10.
I'd give it an 8 out of 8, which is my scale only goes to 8.
100% of the time, it's good. 100% of the time. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. That was him just talking. He's going to let you know what you'll find if you go to the website where we get the charts.
That's why when I was in school, if I got a C+, I say, oh, that was the highest grade that there was. none of that ever happened, including the part where I got C+s. But
excuse us.
Earshot is the National Campus Community Radio Report. You can find it as always online at earshot-online.com or search for Earshot, and you'll find the entire national top 50, from which we play selections from the top 20 releases charting nationally for the week, this week ending Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. As Anthony mentioned, we're about to get into the top 10, and we will hear and close out the show with the most played release across Canada for this week.
Crazy.
The top 50 is a combination of top 30 charts from over 30 campus community radio stations across Canada, and they also have both regionally and nationally genre-specific charts for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. If that's not enough, there's monthly and yearly countdowns, interviews, reviews, and loads more. You could get lost for days at earshot-online.com.
It's just not enough. I want more. So maybe I'll go to our Facebook page, where you can find all kinds more. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. At earshot20 is our handle on Twitter, and earshot20@gmail.com. That's our email. All great ways to reach out, all great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We'll play something from your latest release and we'll give you an interview. And of course, we're based in St. John, but we have lots of partners that syndicate this program for us. And we thank you all very much for airing the program. Of course, many of those partners are campus and or community radio stations, and they need your support. We need your support. Our funding drive coming up next week. We'll talk about that a little bit more later on. And of course, we will give you the opportunity, if you would like to support this program, to give us a call. You'll get to talk to the beautiful Brian Cleveland. I won't be here, but he will be. I'll try not to tie up the phone line too much, although I am going to call in with under guises. I'll call in as Bill Gates.
Oh, you could give a bigger donation.
Yeah.
Yeah. That you'll have to honor.
I won't. It was Bill Gates that called. How do you know it was me? And so we're going to have a full episode next week for sure. But
let's hear your Bill Gates impression. Do you even know what he sounds like?
Hi, I'm Bill Gates.
Yeah, great impression. hi Anthony, you missed Bill.
He was just in here. Yeah. All right, we have terrible impression. It wasn't that bad. I have others. I have better ones. We have 10 albums to get to in this hour of the program. Plus, we have the music news, and Brian's going to have the lowdown for you. Look at some of the debuts. How many debuts this week, Brian? None?
No, I'm lying. There are 13.
Imagine if there were no debuts, just a bunch of re-enters. Imagine. I've never thought of it.
What a world.
It could happen. It could happen. We'll see what happens. But right now, we're going to get to the charts. We're going to start at number 10. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in the first set of three.
Dropping three spots, it kicks off this hour of the program in our top 10 at number 10. Angel Olsen, My Woman, is her newest album. You're going to hear Those Were the Days. At number 9, down just one spot, CDW is the newest album by Charlotte Day Wilson. You'll hear On Your Own, and we'll close out that set of three with a rising album from Hot Panda called Bad Pop, from number 19 to number 8. With Slow Riser.
Here's Angel Olsen. Wonder if she's related to Mary-Kate and Ashley. Anyway, here she is. Those Were the Days, name of the song. It's your number 10 this week. Stick around. There's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
Morning. You'll never find me, 'cause I'm a
Slow Riser by Hot Panda, and their latest album also Slow Rising from number 19 to number 8, and that one is called Bad Pop. In the middle there, down one spot to 9, Charlotte Day Wilson with CDW and a track called On Your Own. And we kicked off that set of 3 at number 10, down from 7, Angel Olsen with a track called Those Were the Days from the record My Woman.
It's the second hour of the Earshot 20. We're counting down the top 10 albums charting across the nation from earshot-online.com now. So thanks for sticking with us. We are going to take a break from that one more time to head back to the phone line, chat with Stephen Karlick. He is the senior editor there at Exclaim Magazine, and he's bringing us lots of great music news. I was surprised about this, that we're talking about a festival, because I thought, surely these must be over, but M for Montreal has a lineup, and I'm pleasantly surprised.
There are the lingering. There are now actually many winter festivals coming up, like a lot happening in January and stuff, that are like specifically cold themed. Like the idea is you dress up and you dance or whatever to keep warm. This one is not quite that. This is in November. It is, of course, M for Montreal. The festival announced an initial crop of artists back in August. But organizers behind the festival have now confirmed a full list of acts who will be performing in the city from November 16th through 19th. The festival is set to showcase, quote, over 120 local and international buzzworthy acts and 200-plus industry heavyweights from around the world, one of which, full disclosure, will be me, so if you're there, say hello. New additions to the lineup include Bauer, Alex Calder, Tommy Cruz, Lisa LeBlanc, Bear Mountain, Friggs, New Fries, Brendan Canning, Leif Volebeck, the OBGMs, Wake Island, Cindy Lee, and many, many more. M for Montreal's initial announcement in August, of course, revealed performances from Martha Wainwright, Moonface, Hot Chip, the Appleseed Cast, and many more. You can head to exclaim.ca and see the entire list of performers, where you will also find out that a full festival badge costs $125. They are on sale now. Head to Exclaim for more.
I think I might want to go with this VIP pricing option. Sounds like you might get a little extra out of it.
A little pampered?
Yeah. Maybe meet some of the stars?
Pampered with champers.
You don't have to meet any stars, because if you get to run into Stephen Karlick, you're that's all the star power you need.
Yeah. You all know what I look like, right? Right?
All right, we're going to flip over to our next story. This one from Late Night Television. Now back into the studio, we can expect some new stuff from The Roots.
Yeah, The Roots, one of my favorite bands, actually. I've been a fan for a very, very long time. I was shocked when they were picked up as Jimmy Fallon's late night band. And they have indeed been keeping busy with a wealth of other music-related projects. But as you said, The Roots have revealed they are currently at work in the studio on a follow-up record to their 2014s, and then ... and then You Shoot Your Cousin. Tentatively titled Endgame, the group's drummer Questlove dropped snippets of a studio session on his Instagram account late on October 17th that show Stroh Elliott chopping up some guitar recordings. Questlove explained in his post that the recording process is reminiscent of how 1996's Illadelph Half-Life came together, where the band, quote, decided to be our own sampling source and jam in the day and sample ourselves at night. Jazz drummer Kareem Riggins is apparently also involved with the sessions, which is exciting news for anyone who knows or who listened to Catronata's new record. He is, of course, featured on the second track there and one of my favorites. That's basically all we know for now about the record, but you can watch the teasers at exclaim.ca, where we will update you with any news we have.
So cool. And The Roots, just a cool band.
Yeah, so incredible.
Awesome. One more story to round it out before we get to your song pick, and that is some news for fans of British rockers The Zombies.
Yeah, British invasion rockers The Zombies have toured North America before. They did so in support of 2011's Breathe Out, Breathe In. But longtime fans will get to see some of the band's classic catalog celebrated on an upcoming string of dates. To mark the 50th anniversary of 1968's beloved album Odyssey and Oracle, which, side note, you need to check out if you have not, 1968 Odyssey and Oracle by The Zombies, one of the greatest albums of all time. It really is incredible. Perfect for a sunny day, perfect for headphones, perfect for any time. Anyway, The Zombies will be hitting the road and playing that record from start to finish for live audiences, with the tour coming under the banner of the Odyssey and Oracle 50th Anniversary Finale Tour. A press release explained that, quote, in June 1967, five young men walked into Abbey Road Studios No. 3. They set out to make an album their own way, but never expected the result would loom so large in their lives. The album led to the breakup of the original lineup, produced an unexpected worldwide hit single a year later, and became a musical touchstone for generations to come. Original players Chris White and High Grundy will join the group's current touring lineup of Colin Blundstone, Rod Argent, Jim Rodford, Steve Rodford, and Tom Toomey for the shows, which get underway on March 17th in the U.S. Canadian fans can catch shows in Montreal on April 1st, Toronto April 2nd, Winnipeg on April 18th, and Vancouver on April 21st. You can see all the dates at exclaim.ca, and when you get a sec, you should listen to that record.
I'm still waiting for them to announce the St. John date, but I know it's coming, so I got my fingers crossed. All right, Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to chat and get the music news from you, and again, exclaim.ca for all that and more, and pick up the copy nearest you. We're going to leave it with you, Stephen, and looking forward to it, your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. This week's song pick is from an artist named Sampha, who you've probably heard, even if you don't know it. He was, of course, he's the voice on the song Too Late from Drake's album Nothing Was the Same. He wrote that song and was invited by Drake to record it with him. He's also featured on the latest Solange Knowles record, which I talked about last week. He's done songs with Subtract. He's done songs with Kanye West. He has been all over the place lately, and he's finally ready to announce his first full-length record. While it doesn't have a date yet, Process should be coming out in the first few months or the first half of 2017, and a first single has arisen called Blood on Me, whose video you can see online. It's a very urgent song, but very upbeat, very catchy. Produced by the man himself, this is Blood on Me by Sampha on Earshot Radio.
See. They knew me, looks well my hair. My heart was thumping, drumming. No need to take from me. Don't throw the paint on me. I see this look forming. I got lost astray. And this fire is running away. Oh,
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring A Tribe Called Red, Oasis, Danny Brown, Clipping, D'Antwoord, Devendra Banhart, and many more, including our TIFF highlights. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number
6. sole da vano na muni ma ya kamule tu ti gamare maniksha dali ya 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 sole da vano na muni ma ya kamule tu ti gamare pagile mariksha tare ya 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 ya
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Tana Tagak from her newest album, Retribution, Sing Still at number 6, the lead track from that record, Ah Zha Zha. Bon Iver in there in the middle from the newest album, 22 A Million at 7 up for number 10, 21 Moonwater. And Stephen Karlik's pick this week from Sampha, Blood on Me.
Say Tana Tagak 10 times fast.
No, thank you. No.
It's a tongue twister. We've got more of the charts coming up in just a few minutes. You actually have a chance. I know that people don't realize that this show, I let the cat out of the bag in the first hour we record the show. You're going to have a chance to see Tana Tagak live.
Yeah, in like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah, I'm pretty pumped. First time, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
First time watcher, long time listener.
Truth.
Right?
Yeah.
And I'm sure it'll be a good show. I'm certain that Stephen and I have talked about Tana Tagak and her shows on the show before, and I feel like he said that they're pretty energizing, like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Compelling artist.
I've only ever heard good things, so yeah. Looking forward to it.
Awesome. No, not too many drinks now. You got so a baby zero. To go home to. Zero. Stick around.
Thanks, no. Pops.
Yeah, you're good to go for a couple. But we have now two more tracks, and then on the other side of that, Brian's going to have your lowdown. We'll talk about all of the albums debuting below the top 20 this week. But first, number 15 and number 14. No, number 5 and number 4.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I Can't Wait Forever by Tons from their self-titled debut record, dropping one spot to 5 and down from 2 to number 4, Preoccupations, also a self-titled debut record. You're here, Zodiac.
I can't wait for summer when the days are long and all the flowers bloom, but I can't help but wonder if you know your silence is an answer to. Still you haven't said a word, but I could wait forever if you say I should. Why did you look at them like the sun was always behind you? It'll never be true until I hear. It's not like
You're listening to the Earshot 20. Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Zodiac by Preoccupations from the album of the same name at number 4, down 2 spots, and also a self-titled debut record at number 5, down 1 spot, Tons with I Can't Wait Forever.
Well, I've been quite preoccupied for the almost the entirety of this program wanting to hear the lowdown, because 13 debuts, that's a lot of albums debuting below the top 20. Of course, we let you know what is debuting below the top 20 from the national top 50 every week, because there's a chance they could make their way up into the program, and Brian's got it for you. It's the lowdown.
Yeah, I'll try to go through this relatively quickly. You can find the full list as well as everything else, as always, at earshot-online.com. And these are the debuts below the top 20 for the week ending Tuesday, October 18th, 2016. A whole bunch of them from number 50 to number 44, including Blackie and the Rodeo Kings, Boreal Sons, Regina Spektor, Charantha Bettage, Beach Slang, and Tycho and the Peptides. Again, that's all the way from number 50 to number 44 with loads of debuts. At number 41, Ross Nielsen with Elemental and the new one from We Are Wolves at number 40 called Wrong. At number 38, Warpaint with Heads Up. Sex with Strangers at number 28 with Discourse. At number 27 is Tracy K with What's the Rush. And our highest debut this week, a new EP by Drive-By Truckers called American Band at number 25.
There you go. So lots of great stuff debuting in the top 50 and below the top 20, and perhaps they can make their way up into the national top 20, where we will count them down right from 20 to number one. It's what we do every week.
It's a true story.
It's great. So a few more tracks to get to before we get to that. Really quick, going out trick-or-treating?
Well, we're going to maybe go to a couple of relatives with Anna just because her costume is hilarious.
What is it?
It's a unicorn. It's really funny.
I feel like...
just maybe like five houses at like maybe like 5 p.m.
You should take a picture and we'll turn Anna the unicorn into our mascot for the radio show.
We'll see.
Here's Shot 20. Anyway, we've got three more tracks. As I said, Halloween is coming up, so that's exciting. And if you do want to know what you should be, ask Siri. She's got great suggestions for you. Here we go. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at number three.
Something Got Lost Between Here and The Orb. It is the latest from Royal Canoe. It's up two spots at number three. Here's a track called Walk Out on the Water.
Still got a ticket to play. I won't be walking away. Feel all the weight of the world. I won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get another one, won't get. Will I be singing hallelujah when I walk out on the water? Butterfly.
listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
Think of me when I'm away.
the Earshot 20.
And the number one, 2 weeks in a row, A Tribe Called Red, their latest album, We Are the Hallucination, and you're a track from them called The Muse. In there in the middle at number two, up one spot from last week, The Pack AD, Positive Thinking, and a track called Fair Enough. And at number three, up two spots, Royal Canoe, Something Got Lost Between Here and the Orbit is the name of their newest album. You heard a track called Walk Out on the Water.
There you go. That does it for another week, another countdown. Right here on Local 107.3 FM in the Earshot 20. I'm Anthony Ammon, Brian Cleveland also in studio. And one final reminder. Next week, Brian will be talking to you about possibly making a donation.
Yeah, it's going to be our funding drive here at our home station, Local 107.3 FM, CFMH. Loads more details online, localfm.ca. But we do ask our listeners to help keep us on the air, keep things running here smoothly, and help us continue to grow into a stronger campus-based community radio station. And one of the many ways you can help us do that is through any level of donation. It goes a very long way within our organization and the community. So again, localfm.ca for more details.
I mean, how else are you going to keep that beautiful office on the 20th floor of the tower? I don't know.
Sears Tower.
All right. It is the Earshot 20, and we are produced and broadcast, as Brian mentioned, out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. We record and broadcast first every Friday from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time before we send out for syndication across the nation to many great campus, community, and online radio partners. You might also be listening to us if you download the program from radioforall.net or if you podcast the show through iTunes, but no matter how you're listening to us, thanks very much for tuning in, and we hope you will join us next week for our Fun Drive show, and then many more after that. Until then, stick around, because there's more great programming on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of Local 107.3 FM, St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. Check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.